Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries and the Life Support Outreach Ministry. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity today, this evening, to be with my brothers and sisters in our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour on tonight. Tonight, I want to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order now. I thank and praise God again, like I said, for an opportunity to join in with everyone for this time, such a time as this. I want to read a scripture and have a word of prayer. Amen. All right, the scripture readings will be coming from Psalm 71. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong inhabitations, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteousness and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I have just read you from Psalm 71, from the first verse down to the sixth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, I come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come tonight, Lord, asking you to cover our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour, Father. You know all about it. In the name of Jesus, I bless your holy name on tonight. I give your name praise and glory tonight, Father. I'm asking you to bless every home that's represented on this prayer line, on this blog talk radio, on the radio tonight. Everyone listening, Lord, I ask you to bless them and their homes, Lord, and their children and family. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to block anything that try to distort or confuse or anything about this radio broadcast, Lord. I just thank you on tonight, Father. Thank you for giving us a mind to pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for giving us a sound mind, Lord. We ask you to search our hearts and our minds and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, we ask you to remove it. In the name of Jesus, bless this radio broadcast. In Jesus' name, we ask it all for your glory, Father. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. And thank God. We're going to have just a little music here, just for a few minutes. Just for a few minutes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. is. We thank you, Father. We give you praise on tonight. We give you glory on tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight, Father. We can't go through that all night. We just can't do that. And I'm not going to go on and let this just go on like this. We'll just wait for some music, because God is not the author of that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to... I'm just going to read. Yeah, I'm going to just read some scripture now. Well, prayer. And get the line together, because, you know, music is good and fine, but we need scriptures and we need prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we repent of any and all sins in our lives or in our ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. We repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and a cult environment. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I take authority over and break any and every curse upon our lives in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of poverty, lack, death, destruction, sickness, death, vagabondism. I break all curses on our marriages, our families, our children, and relationships. I break all curses of rejection, pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, incest, rape, Ahab, Jezebel, fear, insanity, madness, and confusion. I break all curses affecting our finances, our mind, our sexual character, emotions, will, and relationship. I break every hex, every jinx, every spell, every spoken curse over our lives. I break every fetter, every shackle, every chain, every cord, every habit, every cycle that is resulting in a curse. According to Galatians 3:13, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We exercise our faith in the blood of Jesus, and we loose ourselves and our descendants from any and every curse. We claim forgiveness through the blood of Jesus for the sins of the Father. All of our sins have been remitted, and we loose ourselves from the curses that came as a result of all disobedience and rebellion to the word of God. We exercise our faith, and we know that confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, we confess that Abraham's blessings are ours. We are not cursed, but blessed. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We're blessed, and what God has blessed cannot be cursed. We command spirits of rejection, hurt, bitterness, unforgiveness, bondage, torment, death, destruction, fear, lust, perversion, mind control, witchcraft, poverty, lack, death, confusion, double-mindedness, sickness, infirmity, pain, divorce, separation, strife, intention, depression, sadness, loneliness, self-pity, self-destruction, self-rejection, anger, rage, wrath, anguish, vagabondism, abuse, addiction to come out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for setting us free from every curse and every spirit that has operated in our lives as a result of a curse. In Jesus' name. Father, we renounce the spirits of perversion. We renounce the spirit of hatred. We renounce the spirit of anger. We renounce the spirit of unforgiveness. We renounce the spirit of loneliness. We renounce the spirits of fear. We renounce the spirits of disobedience. We renounce the spirit of discouragement. We renounce the spirit of depression. We renounce the spirit of oppression. We renounce the spirit of masturbation. We renounce the spirit of double-mindedness. We renounce the spirit of incubus. We renounce the spirits of succubus. We renounce the marriage-breaking spirit. We renounce the spirits of lust. We renounce the spirit of immoral thoughts. We renounce the spirits of fantasy. We renounce the spirit of bitterness. We renounce the spirit of negative thinking. We renounce the spirits of gossip. We renounce the spirit of untimely death in the name of Jesus. And we place all of them with the gifts of the Spirit by the blood of Jesus. We pray and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I just thank God again today. I'm just going to bring my testimony on today. I thank God again today, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. I thank God that he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I thank God that he's for me, for him being for me, he's more than the world against me. I thank God that he is my redeemer, that he is my comforter. He is my companion. I thank God today that he's my everything. I thank God and I thank him for doing all that he has done for me. I thank God for forgiving me. I thank God for his righteousness. I thank God for his love today. I thank God that he's Mary's baby and Joseph's baby. Hallelujah. I thank God that he sacrificed his only begotten son for me. Hallelujah. I thank God that it gets real personal right here. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory and I give him praise tonight. I give him glory and I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give God glory and I give him praise on tonight. We serve a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise on tonight. I give God glory on tonight. He is an awesome God, and I thank him for it. I'm going to read some scripture like I do every week, but my testimony is that when I was in the hospital on Thursday, on Friday I went to the hospital, and they kept me until Saturday evening, and they let me go. And when I got out, you know, I went back to work. And I was telling you all the other night that I didn't think I would. I knew God didn't want me to go back to work. So by the same token, I went to see my doctor on yesterday. And my doctor told me that I had had a heart attack. And he asked me who told me to go back to work. And I know it wasn't but the Spirit of the Lord, even how he said it. Who told you to go back to work? I didn't tell you. Now, who told you? So my thing is that I thank God that he kept me, even with the heart attack that they say I had. And I thank God for it on today. All people, and you know what? I trust God. I trust him. I trust him so much. God is such a good God, a king above every king. That's who God is. I thank him today. You know, because if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, I don't know where I would be at right now. So I thank and praise God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for keeping me. And when they think the enemy trying to block me from finances, but the devil is a lie. Honey, I trust God to the bitter end. I trust God to the bitter end. I trust him to the bitter end in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I trust God. So I thank him. I praise God for everything on tonight. I'm just going to read some scripture. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Thou callest in trouble and I deliver thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. In my distress, I call upon the Lord and cry to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. And his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong. Whom ye see and know ye, the faith which is by him, have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. If you, in being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They pour out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth their fruit. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now I beseech thee, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. For everyone that acts it receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. In the name of Jesus. Another prayer here. As God's official legislator and law enforcement agent, I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I affect and enforce God's original plans and purpose over and against the plans and purpose of Satan. I decree and declare that in this battle, no internal or external weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational form against me shall prosper. I place upon myself the armor of light and of the Lord, the truth to cover my loins, the breastplate of righteousness to cover my heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover my feet, the shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover my body, the helmet of salvation to cover my head, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness, the glory of God is my reward. I decree and declare that the weapon of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. I pull down strongholds and cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. My thoughts are now subject to the Lordship of Christ. I seek that God's anointing to destroy every yoke in my life, and that my soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to divine systems of protocol. I decree and declare that I am healed and spirit filled, sickness and disease is far from me. I establish divine parameters, boundaries, and borders, and legislate and establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all activities within. I overrule, disallow, and veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, or order which opposes the will of the Lord concerning my life, ministry, and family. I nullify diabolical decisions and rulings according to my concerning my ministry, my life, and the lives of family members, friends, and associates. I take control over the airways, the galaxies, the systems, the spheres, stratosphere, hemisphere, atmosphere, realms, regions, and domains. I dispossess master spirits and employ Michael, Archangel, and the angelic host to handle any satanic contention, dispute, strivings, and resistance concerning this injunction. I declare successful divine angelic undertaking, undergirding reinforcement, and assistance according to your word in Psalms 103 and 20. Angels now and cell in strength to marshal and protect our personage, property, and possession. Jehovah Gabor, contend with those who contend with us. Fight against them that fight against us. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for our help. Draw also the spear and javelin and close up the way of those who persecute and pursue us. Clothe yourself in your garment of war. Muster your devices. Gather your weaponry and ammunition from your divine arsenal. Make bright your arrow. Gather your shield and let vengeance be your ultimate goal as you overthrow the chariot horses and riders. Let terror strike the hearts of our enemies and cause their hearts to fail. I decree and declare that by you I run through troops and leap over walls. You are my God, the God who girds me with strength and make my way perfect. It is you who make my feet like hinds feet, giving me stability so that I am able to stand firmly in progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. You set me securely upon my high places. You teach my hands to walk, my fingers to fight, granting me supernatural strength and ability so that my arms break a bow of steel. You are my rock and my shield and my strong tower. You have equipped me with the shield of your salvation, and your right hand establishes me as a victor in the battle. Beat down the enemy. Give me his neck. Cause me to pursue and overtake them until they are wounded and consumed, falling at my feet, never to rise again. Establish my name in the heavens. Let them that hear of me submit and obey. I announce that it is you who have blessed me. It is you that empowers me. It is not by my might nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. For when the enemy shall come in like a flood, your spirit lifts up a standard against him. I forbid and disallow further opposing activities of any satanic personality with diabolical assignments concerning my life, ministry, and family. And I war for them in the spirit. I disapprove and prohibit any demonic interception, interference, or resistance. I resist satanic contention, intention, provocation, and negotiation concerning my life and my soul, and superimpose prophetic purpose, divine destiny over and against all activities and opposing forces that are contrary to the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning my life. I bind satanic harassment and rebuke satanic concentration. I bring to a halt and prohibit all satanic surveillances. I lift false burdens and remove feelings of heaviness, oppression, depression. I cast them upon the Lord who sustains. I shall not be moved. I decree and declare that by the anointing, all covenants, contracts, chains, fetters, bondage, proclivities, captivities that are contrary to, opposed, or hinder the fulfillment of God's original plan and purposes are broken. I am liberated from generational satanic demonic alliances, allegiance, soul ties, spirit of inheritance, and curses. I sever them by the sword of the Lord, the blood and the spirit. I speak to my DNA and declare that I am free from any and all influences passed down from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or by any other channel unknown to me but known to God. I resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or a doorkeeper to my soul and renounce any further conscious or unconscious alliances, associates, allegiance, or covenant. I open myself to divine deliverance. Father, have your way now. Perfect those things concerning me. I decree and declare that a prayer shield, the anointing, firewall, smoke screen, and a bloodline form hedges of protection around me and hide me from the scourge of the enemy, familiar spirits, any and all demonic personalities, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track or trace me in the realm of the spirit. There should be no proliferation or penetration to these hedges of protection. I release my name in the atmosphere and decree and declare that prayer warriors, intercessors, and prophetic watchmen are picking me up in the realm of the spirit. I speak that they will not cease to come down from their watchtowers until their assignment have been completed. I decree and declare they will conduct their intercessor assignments under the direction of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, who is my chief intercessor. I decree and declare that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, divine counsel, supernatural might, knowledge, and of the utmost fear of Jehovah. As I advance, I am divinely empowered and increasing skill and undertaking. I obliterate, annihilate satanic impressions, illusions, projections, perceptions, suggestions, suspicions, and deceptions set up as a decoy or ambush to my soul. And those assigned to pray with me, for me, on behalf of me, those that work with me and assign to me and interact with me, daily. I forcefully resist the wiles of the devil and prohibit the hijacking of divine thoughts, inspiration, revelation, insight, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, emanating from the throne room of my Heavenly Father, especially those that initiate, stimulate, sustain, and reinforce my kingdom authority in the earth realm and in the heavenlies, and that facilitate God's redemptive purpose. I put a halt to all distracted, disturbing, and destruction measures. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the enemy. I prevail against satanic inhibitations, prohibitions, and all limitations. I decree and declare that all invisible and invincible walls are destroyed. I execute divine judgment against satanic demonic activities, and I warn the spirit of Elijah and Jehu. I disapprove, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and forcefully oppose any satanic operations, maneuvers, manipulations, subversion, strategies, tactics, plots, plans, or ploy, which are designed to hinder, prevent, frustrate, foil, deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick, swift, and speedy manifestation, particularly in their direct, correct times and seasons. I prohibit the alterations and changes of any time or laws concerning my life, ministry, or the life of family. I move sacred nights and a copy to the choreographic, symphonic, and orchestrated movements of God. I establish that if laws, statutes, fortifications, bills, charters, and constitutions are changed, there are changes in my favor so that I may prosper in the place of my assignment in the land of which I am domiciled. I decree and declare that my times and seasons are in the hands of the Lord, and they shall not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. I function under the anointing of the sons of Issachar, and I give, and God gives me the divine ability to accurately discern my times and seasons. I decree and declare that the eyes of my spirit function with 20/20 vision for correct understanding and interpretation of divine movement. My ears are in tune with the correct frequency of the spirit, and I have clear transmission. I decree that this day I operate according to God's divine timetable calendar. I decree and declare God's agenda is my agenda. I am not my own. I have been bought with a price. I therefore submit myself to him alone. I decree and declare that like Jesus, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. Father, overthrow the plans of troublemakers, scorners, scoffers, mockers, persecutors, character assassins. Expose satanic representatives and grant unto me divine strategies and tactics to identify, resist, and overcome plots and plans established for my demise. Draw out your spirit and stop them in their way. Let them be confounded and put to shame. Let them fall by their own counsel. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion. Let them be as chaff driven by the wind. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Let their way be through dark and slippery places, with the angel of the Lord pursuing and afflicting them. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek and require my life. Let them be turned back and confounded who plans my hurt. Let destruction come to them suddenly. Let them fall to their own destruction. Let destruction come upon them unaware. Let them stumble and fall into the very destruction they have contrived for me. Let them be wounded and destroyed by the very weapon they have devised for me. Let them be caught in the same net that they set for me. Let them fall in the very pit they have dug for me. Let them be hung by the very noose they constructed for me. Let them be burned in the very fire that they lit for me. Let them be consumed by the very beast they prepared for me. Strike them down in the very act of their mischief. Let their mischief be returned to them double fold. I pluck them out of their dwelling place. Pluck them out of their dwelling place. Root them out of the land of the living. Let evil slay them and desolation be their lot. Make them like a wheel turning in confusion. Make them as a stubble before the wind. Make them as wood burned by fire. Persecute them with your tempest. Cause fear and trembling and terror to grip their hearts. Let them be confounded in trouble forever. I implore the host of heaven to war against the host of darkness. Take command over, bring to a halt and place a moratorium on future demonic movements and satanic activities emanating from the underworld in its six regions: death, hell, Sheol, Hades, the grave, the pit, the abyss, the lower region of the pit, regions of the sea, heavens, havens, terrestrial, subterrestrial, and celestial domain. I superimpose the prophetic word over all the border measures, strategies, and tactics of the enemy. I overrule and overthrow, according to Isaiah 54 and 17, ill-spoken words, ill wishes, enchantment, divination, spell, hexes, curses, witchcraft, prayer. Every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plans and purposes. I reverse the curse associated with these utterances and decree and declare that they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, they shall not take root. Their violent verbal dealings are returned to them double fold. Amen. Is there any prayer requests on tonight? Are there any testimonies tonight? Is there any praise reports on tonight? I declare that every lying tongue is wrong and that the truth prevails. Put a hook in their nostrils, bridle their lips, and hide me from the scourges of their tongue. I come against falsehood, slander, speculation, accusation, misrepresentation, character assassins. Father, cause the heavens to bow down with divine judgment. Cast forth lightning to scatter them. Shoot out your arrow to destroy them. Send your hand from above and rid me of them. I will lose no ground or territory gained through their undermining efforts or initiative. I prohibit the accuser of the brethren from operating or influencing the souls or minds of anyone who comes into contact with me. I reverse the effect of any stigma and declare that divine favor, grace, honor, and well wishes now replaces any and all negative feelings, perception, and thoughts concerning myself, my family, anyone on this radio broadcast, and the work ministry which I am called to accomplish. I decree and declare that nobility and greatness are my portion. Father, frustrate the signs of witches and warlocks who withstand the anointing as you deal with Jannes and Jabez in the days of Moses. Confound the omen of liars, astrologers, psychics, prognosticators, sorcerers, and the like. Make fools of diviners and make their dark knowledge foolish. Rebuke and dismantle satanic alliances and arrest them by the Spirit. Let every cover and clandestine effort in the devil fail. Disappoint the devices that they have crafted so that their hands cannot perform their enterprises. Take them in their own craft and devious ways. Let them meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. Release divine viruses to invade satanic databases and command that they be consumed and destroyed. Let all future diabolical communications and networking fail. Any attempt shall only yield incoherency and misunderstanding. Send a spirit of confusion among them. Let their tongues be divided. Overrule, overthrow, sabotage, diversion, and setback. Let every attack or retaliation fail. Confirm the words of your servant in the midst and perform the counsel of your messengers. Send divine, angelic, prophetic assaults and maneuvers against diabolical intelligence. Arrest those that operate in the spirit of Jezebel and Belial. Let them not resist the anointing, use of authority, or gain any ground in the natural or in the realm of the spirit. I prohibit satanic manifestation and speak that divine aborted measures and miscarriages occur in satanic wombs and incubator. Now, Father, you have given me a great work to accomplish. I walk for the releasing of finances and all resources that belong to me. Everything prepared for me before the foundation of the word that pertains to my life, ministry, and calling and godliness come to me now. I shall not and will not be denied. I shall not and will not accept substitutes. I call in resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I declare, decree, and declare that every resource necessary for me to fulfill God's original plans and purposes come to me without delay now. I decree and declare that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laying up for me, but it's released now. Let those who hold on to my wealth longer than they should be afflicted and tormented without relief until they release what rightfully belongs to me. I command Satan to cough it up, spit it out, loose it, release it, and let it go. Jehovah Jireh, loose the lungs of kings in the name of Jesus. Command that the two-lead gate be open. Go before them and make the crooked place straight. Break in pieces the gates of brass, cut asunder the bars of iron. Grant unto me according to your riches and glory, your tender mercies and immeasurable favor, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. I declare that the Cyrus anointing flows unhindered and uncontaminated in my life. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up ye forever, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord of hosts may come in. I announce my awareness that cannot deny him access. Therefore, I will not and cannot be denied of what's rightfully belongs to me. I decree and declare the releasing of the forces of the Gentile, the gold and silver, from my prophetic tarnish, my prophetic queen of Sheba, to come laden with every precious possession, resource, and diamond fit for the sons and daughters of the kings of kings. I decree and declare that I shall suck the milk of the Gentiles, and that at the breast of kings I shall be enlarged as the abundance of the sea is converted unto me. The sons of strangers shall build up my wall, and their kings shall minister unto me. I decree and declare that my God has brought me into my wealthy place, and I dwell in my prophetic Goshen. I increase in substance and prosper in the land whereto I abide, and am sent as an ambassador of God, as his official representative. All diplomatic and aristocratic rights, privileges, respect, and honor are extended to you. Grace, truth, goodness, and mercy are my bodyguards. I decree and declare wisdom is my counselor. The Holy Spirit is my consultant. Jesus Christ is my advocate. God El Elyon, my only judge, has declared. And I therefore establish that my officers are peace. My abstract is righteousness, my walls, salvation, and my gates praise. I decree and declare that my set time of favor will not be frustrated. I release upon my life, ministry, the life of every family member, associate, friends, and following, and the following anointing for wealth and prosperity, so that God and God's name alone is glorified. The Jabez anointing, the Abrahamic anointing, the Melchizedek anointing, the Joseph's anointing, the Jacobin anointing, the Isaiah anointing, the Messiah's anointing, the Solomonic anointing, the sevenfold Eden anointing, the Isaiah anointing, and the Joshua's anointing. I am daily loaded with benefits. I come against the spirit of deprivation. The Lord prosper the work of my hands. By him and through him, I accomplish great exploit. Again, I reiterate, I should not be denied. I decree and declare success and progress in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that the kingdom of heaven rules and reigns. I send these words forth as you crown the winds in the realm of the spirit to demolish and destroy the enemy's camp. Cause the four winds of the spirit of heaven to bow down, to blow, as destroying, conquering winds. I decree and declare that this prayer and our future prayers take on the characteristics of divine projectiles in the realm of the spirit, and that they hit the bullseye. I decree and declare that the laws that govern this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by the word, the blood, and the spirit. I decree that every spirit released from their diabolical assignments now becomes a part of Jesus' footstool. I seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God for that prayer. And I'm asking, do anyone have any prayer requests? Do anyone have any praise reports? Do you have any testimonies in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to see if I can have another song in just 1 second, because I can't have us messing around with these songs. I may as well sing Shine On Me if that's going to be the case, that it's going to. I can't stand it when it acts like that. So we'll see now.
And Omega, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
Can't take this.
You
Amen, amen. We can't keep going through that. Amen. And we thank and praise God for Israel and your Alpha and your Omega. Is there anyone have any prayer requests on tonight on the radio broadcast? Amen. So I'm going to get ready to pray, and I'm going to let God give me who to pray for. I pray for each and every one of my spiritual daughters and my family, my children, grandchildren, and great-grand, and all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. I pray. Shine on me. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me. Glory. On me, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Father, I come tonight humbly as I know how, Lord. Humbly before your throne of grace. Asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that I've committed against you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come, hallelujah, asking you to search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Father, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just come, Lord, and because you commanded us to come, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I come, Lord, just to give you praise and glory. I come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Lord, I come before you, Lord, just giving you all praise and all glory and all honor tonight, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I give you glory tonight. And I praise your holy name, Father. And I lift your name up. You say, if I be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. In the name of Jesus, I come right now, Father, just thanking you for all that you've done, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for waking us up. I thank you for starting us on our way. I thank you for giving us a right mind. I thank you that the ground is, we standing on top of the ground, and the ground's not standing on us. I thank you, mighty name of Jesus, for giving me a right mind, a sound mind, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for how you kept me. I thank you, Lord, for how you never left me, Lord. I thank you tonight, Lord, for all of my children and grandchildren and great-grand. I thank you for my husband tonight, in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight, Lord, for everyone that's on this line, on this radio broadcast. I thank you right now. I ask you to bless them and their families. Bless them today, Lord. Keep all of us covered under the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels on tonight, all around about us to protect us, Lord. In the no call of our son, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now. I praise your name. I thank you right now, Heavenly Father. I praise your name on tonight. Lord, I bind every demonic force that try to come against us. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go and never to return in Jesus' name. Every negative thought in the name of Ekolobo Sananan, every negative word in every negative thought, Lord, I hear you say thought in the name of Jesus. I bind those thoughts up and I throw them and scatter them as far as the east is from the west in the name of Jesus and send them back to the pits of hell, where they come from, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise on tonight, and we give you glory on tonight. We thank you for every piece of wisdom, divine wisdom and knowledge that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for it tonight. We thank you, Lord, for knowledge, divine knowledge, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every proverb, in the name of Jesus, every psalm, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, because you've been so good to us. You've been faithful to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When we act like this and we act like that, in the name of Jesus, you're always faithful. You look beyond our faults, and you supply us with our needs. And we say thank you on tonight. We give you praise tonight. Lord, I ask you to bind up every witch, every warlord. Lord, I ask you to burn them up. Set fire to them, Lord. Set fire to them now, Lord. Set fire to them and burn them up. Set fire to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, set fire to them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to burn them up. You say, suffer which not to live. In the name of Jesus, you say you gave us power and authority to tread over serpent and scorpion, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm treading on them. I'm stepping on their head right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise and I give you glory. I magnify your holy name, Lord, in anything that anyone have said or spoken over my life, Lord, I cast it down now. In the name of Jesus, I bind it up right now. I stop it in the name of Jesus, in the spirit realm, in the name of Jesus, so it will not form. In the name of Jesus, it won't even form, Lord. I take it and send it back. Lord, like a I send it back like a boomerang in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for it tonight. I give you glory. I give you praise on tonight. I magnify your name on tonight. I thank you for your anointing. You say when your anointing is present, it's present to heal, Lord. It's present to deliver. It's present to set free. I thank you for tonight. I thank you that if I'm in you and you in me, I can ask anything that I want, that I will, and you shall give it to me, Lord. I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you that you're so faithful. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. We don't deserve your grace. We don't deserve your mercy, but I thank you right now that you gave it to us anyway. You look beyond our faults and you see our needs. You know we need you, Lord. We can't make it without your grace and mercy. We can't make it, Lord, without you, Lord. We can't make it, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you. We can't make it without you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we love you tonight. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you praise. Lord, I ask you tonight to cover everyone that's under the sound of my voice in the shed blood of Jesus. Cover our children, Lord, in the shed blood. Cover my spouse in the shed blood. Cover all of our spiritual children, our God children, our foster children, every child Lord, I ask you to cover now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover our siblings, our sisters and brothers and their families and children and my all of my in-laws, Lord, cover in the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for strength on tonight. I thank you for giving me strength tonight. I thank you for giving me a mind to pray. I thank you for giving me strength on tonight. I thank you for your holy word tonight. I thank you for purifying me, Lord. I thank you for consecrating me, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for blessing me, Lord. I thank you for keeping me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for healing my body, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I trust you, Father. I trust you. You know everything. I trust you, Lord. And everything belongs to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. And I give you praise on tonight. I give you glory. I give you praise on tonight. I give you glory. I give you praise on tonight. I praise your name. I magnify your name. I praise you, Lord. I magnify you, Lord. I praise your name. I magnify your name. I praise your name. I praise you on tonight. I praise you on tonight. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. Hallelujah. I give you praise and glory. I give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Father. I give you praise on tonight. I give you praise on tonight. I give you praise on tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your holy word in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say, you can just pull your blessings down. They hang it right over you. They right there. Hallelujah. I just thank you tonight. Thank you for your anointing, Father. I thank you tonight for your anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for the angels that's on this radio broadcast. I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on this line in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a prophetic intercessor. I thank you tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. You're so worthy to be praised, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I hear you say what goes up must come down in the name of Jesus. Ooh, in the name of Jesus. What goes up, hallelujah, must come down in the name of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Right now, Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to pray. Thank you for allowing me to read your word, Lord. Thank you. Oh, I have so many things to thank you for. You could have took me out just this past weekend. Yes, Lord, this past week when I had a heart attack. In the name of Jesus, but you kept me and you never left me. Giving me an opportunity, Lord, just to lift your name up. Yes, Lord, if I had to do it all by myself, Lord, I'd do it. I'd run for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise. Lord, I thank you for this prayer, praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. We're going to have to get off now. We just thank you for an opportunity to pray. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We just thank God and we give him praise. We thank God. We just thank God on tonight. I thank you, God. I bless your name. I bless your name. I've had such a good prayer time. I had such a good testimony time. I just thank God because I can pray all night long. I can talk to God all night long. He is my refuge. He is my strength. He is my redeemer. He is who I live for. Yes, Lord, I thank you. He is my up and my down. He's my in and out. He's everything to me. I thank God. He is blessed. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being my righteousness. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name. I want everyone to have a blessed tonight, blessed night, and weekend. And be careful. I love you all, and have a good night. God bless you.